recently, we've been studying the fruits of the spirit in our Chinese Colossian church, and we went through love, and we didn't get finished, but with so much on love. Then we were on joy a long time, then peace, and now long suffering. But with joy, recently I was reminded in the Bible, especially in the Psalms, there are verses that say, shout for joy. Mm-hmm. And in Chinese it's huan hu, and to shout. Sometimes the Lord just puts a shout into your heart and it does something for you. There's a freedom that comes, and there's a joy that comes into your body, soul, and spirit. And I was reminded of Sister Carol Young. She received the baptism. She comes from Nova Scotia, Pictou, Nova Scotia, and she comes from a Scottish Presbyterian background, and in those days they were even more conservative than today probably. And so when she received the baptism in the Holy Spirit, this was what she was looking for. She didn't know this was what she needed. And she was in China serving the Lord since she was 25 years old, and then she felt there was something missing in her life. She did not feel that she was abiding in the presence of Jesus all the time. And abiding in Him really comes through the baptism. You can have some of it, but you can't have that fullness until you're really baptized with the Holy Spirit, with fire. He wants to put that fire in our hearts too. And then the Lord came to her when she came to Ridgewood. She was about 46 years old, in her 40s at the time. And she was so humble, and she sought the Lord with her whole heart, and the Lord filled her, and He gave her also tongues. He came to her in such a precious way that she never wanted to lose that presence of Jesus again. And she was very careful all through her life to continually pray that Jesus would give her a hungering thirst for Himself. I think she prayed that prayer every day. Increase my hunger and thirst for You. And the Lord did that. But when she was just filled with the Holy Spirit, and she had to go back to Pictou, Nova Scotia, Uncle Hunt, we like to call him Uncle Hunt's Brother Hunt's Waffle. The Chinese call him U La Musa. And now Brother Eddie's name is U Musa. And his father's name was Lumusha too. And so she went back to Pictou, Nova Scotia, and Brother Hans Waffle said to her, find a way to shout. He knew that she went back to a very conservative church, and they didn't shout and praise the Lord the way we do. And I think she obeyed. She found a place. I'm sure she obeyed. She was very careful to obey anything that Brother Hans told her. She obeyed it. And Brother Hans, Uncle Hans told me when I went to Taiwan, he said, whatever she tells you, obey. And so sometimes it was like she told me in one meeting, she all of a sudden announced that I should play in the spirit. And I had never done that before, but the Lord helped me then. But anyhow, she went back to Nova Scotia and she shouted. The Lord put that shout in her heart, and I'm so thankful that the Lord does that for us too. All of a sudden He comes and He puts that shout within our hearts, and we need this to go through the things we face in life. We need the presence of Jesus, and we need that shouting and that praising Him. I was a very conservative person too, a very shy person when I was a child. People don't believe it now, but I was. Mm-hmm. And the Lord, He delivered me also. And He put that shout in my heart. And I'm so thankful that it continues to be there, and I want it to be there all the time.
Amen.